The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to our second hour of Cinematic Sound Radio here on WRock Radio. My name is Eric Woods. Thank you very much for joining me. I really hope you're enjoying today's program. Up next is music from a 2006 film that didn't see a lot of time in the theaters, and I think it went directly to video on demand earlier in February. The film is called Misconduct, with original score composed by Federico Ucid, a very talented Argentinian composer. And if you haven't heard his music to the television series Isabel or Carlos Rey Emperador, both are Spanish television shows, then I highly recommend you check them out. And an easy way to find selections from those two scores is by going to my website, cinematicsound.net. I do have selections from those two scores on previous shows, and they're archived there for you to listen to. Federico Ucid had this to say about his score to Misconduct. He said it's somewhat of a classical score in a sense that it's built on different leitmotifs or themes, each associated with a character or a narrative line of the plot. Now, while the music has a structure mostly melodic and harmonically based, it, like most old school scores, played mainly by a large string section, there are abundant contemporary sound layers enriching the palette in an attempt to hear a dialogue between the old and new musical languages. Misconduct is about an ambitious lawyer who finds himself caught in a power struggle between a corrupt pharmaceutical executive and his firm's senior partner. When the case takes a deadly turn, he must race to uncover the truth before he loses everything. The film stars Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, and Josh Duhamel. And now, here is Federico Ucid's darkly dramatic score to Misconduct. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Misconduct with original score composed by Federico Useed. That was a few selections from the original soundtrack recording, which is available on Verez Serban Records.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Up next is a real treat. This is our re-recording of the week, where we showcase a new recording of a previously existing score. And what we have chosen, well, it's going to leave you speechless, I guarantee it. Last year, Tadlow Music, headed by James Fitzpatrick, recorded Jerry Goldsmith's 1966 masterpiece, The Blue Max, a World War I dogfighting movie with superb CinemaScope photography and thrilling action set pieces. In the liner notes of this superb album, which just came out a few weeks ago, Jerry Goldsmith himself summed up his work on this score this way. Fortunately for me, the action sequences in The Blue Max, besides being brilliant pieces of cinematography, contain deep emotional implications which cried for the kind of support that only music can give. The problem was to give emotional sustenance to those individual characters involved in the drama without losing the tremendous scope being projected on screen. To do this, I wrote music which was designed to score the whole of the scene without emphasis on any individual moment or incident. By creating this overall mood, I was able to use more classical means of development and form, such as the passacaglia used in the battle music. The passacaglia is basically a musical form of continuous variation in 3/4 time and a courtly dance. The end result was a most rewarding experience for me, not often encountered in motion picture scoring. This score is one of Jerry Goldsmith's earliest masterpieces, and this recording by conductor Nick Rain and the City of Prague Philharmonic is a brilliant, dazzling, sensational effort that everyone who had a hand in producing the album should be extremely proud of. And now, selections from one of my all-time favorite scores. This is 1966's The Blue Max.
Thank you.
incredible music composed by Jerry Goldsmith. And in that new recording, Nick Rain conducts the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. And that new recording's a 2-CD set. And it's quite an incredible album, because not only do you get the complete score to the Blue Max, you get suites from MacArthur, Patton, A Gathering of Eagles, The Sand Pebbles, Inchon, Tora Tora Tora, The Chairman, The Mummy Concert Suite, and The Omen 3, The Final Conflict. All in all, it's 2+ hours of music. It's one of the best albums of the year. And Nick Rain, the City of Prague Philharmonic, Tadlo Music, James Fitzpatrick, everybody involved in this album, it's just an extraordinary achievement. And what they did with this score, it was a labor of love, and they treated it with so much respect. A great album, great recording. Thank you very much for this. But it's great to finally hear this score in pristine digital sound. Again, another fantastic, top-notch job by everyone at Tadlo Music.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. My name's Eric Woods, and we've sadly come to the end of yet another program here on WRock Radio. Thanks again to everyone at WRock for helping me get this show on the WRock airwaves. Now, in my first show, I said that we were going to end each program with a collection of end-titled suites. However, since Sunday night is the Oscars, I thought I'd share with you selections from this year's Academy Award nominees for Best Original Score. This suite will open up with Thomas Newman's splendid end-title music from Steven Spielberg's Cold War thriller Bridge of Spies. This film is only one of two Steven Spielberg films not scored by John Williams. Williams fell ill and didn't have time to write the score for the film, since he was also concentrating most of his efforts on the new Star Wars film. So the next available option was an inspired choice by Steven Spielberg in picking Thomas Newman to score this film. Afterwards, I'll play a selection from Carter Burwell's first ever Academy Award nominated film score to Todd Haynes' Carol, starring Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. The track I'm going to play for you is The Delicate, The End Cue. We then change tones quite drastically as we're going to present a cue from Johan Johansson's edgy, grimy, ultra-modern score to the Cartel drama Sicario. There isn't a lot of melody in the cue we're going to play, but it's about as melodic as this score gets. The track that we're going to play for you is called Desert Music. The next track then comes from legendary Italian composer Ennio Morricone, who over the course of his career has written over 450 film scores. He's only been nominated for an Oscar 6 times and has never won, even though he should have won in 1986 for his classic score to The Mission. I think the Academy actually corrects that mistake on Sunday night and honors Morricone with his first Oscar for Quentin Tarantino's dark western, The Hateful Eight, at the ripe old age of 87 years old. The cue we're going to play for you is the splendid and deeply mysterious The Last Stagecoach to Red Rock. We'll then end off the show with John Williams' 50th Academy Award nomination for Star Wars The Force Awakens. We played the end credits for you last week, which included a segment of Ray's theme. Well, here is John Williams' concert suite of that fabulous theme that stands proudly beside some of the best themes written for the saga. Thank you again very much for tuning in. My name is Eric Woods. I've been your host for the past 2 hours of film music right here on WRock Radio. If you want to get in touch with me, please do so. CinematicSound@Yahoo.com. Again, CinematicSound@Yahoo.com. Also, visit Cinematic Sound Radio's official website at CinematicSound.net. And now, our 2016 Oscar suite. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.